USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. There's an urgent search underway in Indianapolis after three soldiers who served in the Dutch military were shot. Police said the gunfire erupted outside a hotel the men were staying in early Saturday morning. It happened in the heart of the entertainment district. Investigators believe the shooting occurred after an altercation between the soldiers and the suspected gunman. The Dutch defense minister says those soldiers were part of a commando corps and were in the city for training. Indianapolis police say two of the men were critically wounded and the third is in stable condition. Members of Britain's Royal Navy are now training soldiers from Ukraine on how to use subaquatic mine hunter drones in southern England. The drones use sonar technology to detect explosives underwater. Soldiers hope it'll help them locate and remove Russian threats from Ukraine's waters, especially around the port of Odessa. I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
The Pope has promoted within the ranks.
Pope Francis elevated 20 more churchmen to the rank of cardinal on Saturday, formally expanding those now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. He said that the latter is something he'd consider if the need arises. Of the churchmen being named new cardinals in the ceremony, 16 are younger than the age of 80, making them eligible to participate in a conclave, which is responsible for electing a new pontiff. The 85-year-old pope has now named 83 of the 132 cardinals who are currently young enough to join a conclave. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A millennia-old Egyptian artifact was found in a shipment to the port of Memphis, Tennessee last week. Officials confirmed they determined it is the lid of a canopic jar which were used to hold mummies' internal organs. Experts dated the lid back to the Egyptian Third Intermediate Period, meaning it could be as much as 3,000 years old. The artifact was seized because the shipper made conflicting statements about its value. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
California has set an ambitious goal of ending gasoline engine cars by 2035. Power generators are warning that a major effort to increase the supply of electric charging stations will be needed along with the electricity to charge the vehicles. The regulation to help fight climate change also requires that within 4 years, 35% of all new cars sold to be battery or hydrogen powered. But there are roadblocks. The average price of an electric vehicle is $66,000, and then there's the infrastructure issues. The grid does not currently have the capability to add millions of battery, electric, or even fuel cell electric vehicles today. To help fix that, the state wants to install 250,000 charging stations by 2025. Right now, there are fewer than 80,000. NASA's Artemis rocket system, the most powerful ever built, is set for its maiden voyage Monday. The plan is to have the unmanned flight fly close by the moon and go further than any humans ever had. It's an ambitious project with the aim of landing humans on the moon and then maybe Mars. Artemis 2 in 2024 would be a crewed flyby of the moon. Artemis 3 sometime this decade would be the first moon landing since Apollo 17 and include an astronaut of color and a woman still to be named astronaut. Nicole Mann admits she looks at the moon differently these days. BYU banned a fan who yelled a racial slur at a black player on the Duke volleyball team during a match Friday night. The player, Rachel Richardson, who is the only black starter on the team, was called a racial slur every time she served. This is USA Radio News.